Rodrigo's first sensation when the bomb started to move was not one of physical fear. It was something much more devastating. He believed that the universe operated according to strict laws, which not even God himself could disobey, much less the Hermians. No message could travel faster than light. He was 5 minutes ahead of anything that Mercury could do. This could only be a coincidence, fantastic and perhaps deadly, but no more than that. By chance, a control signal must have been sent to the bomb at about the time he was leaving Endeavour. While he was traveling 50 kilometers, it had covered 80 million. Or perhaps this was only an automatic change of attitude to counter overheating somewhere in the vehicle. There were places where the skin temperature approached 1,500 degrees, and Rodrigo had been very careful to keep in the shadows as far as possible. A second thruster started to fire, checking the spin given by the first. No, this was not a mere thermal adjustment. The bomb was reorientating itself to point towards Rama. Useless to wonder why this was happening at this precise moment in time. There was one thing in his favor. The missile was a low acceleration device. A tenth of a G was the most that it could manage. He could hang on. He checked the grapples attaching the scooter to the bomb framework and rechecked the safety line on his own suit. A cold anger was growing in his mind, adding to his determination. Did this maneuver mean that the Hermians were going to explode the bomb without warning, giving Endeavour no chance to escape? That seemed incredible, an act not only of brutality, but of folly, calculated to turn the rest of the solar system against them. And what would have made them ignore the solemn promise of their own ambassador? Whatever their plan, they would not get away with it.